anything for him.
They pay good rewards.
Can you do anything for him? Smedge demanded.
No. Whatever caused this was created by someone far greater than I am. Assuming it to have been an amulet, the burn can be cured only by someone greater than the man or woman who created the amulet. And that someone would have to have the amulet itself to study before trying to effect a cure.
Shit, Smedge thought. Where were you going to find somebody big enough to undo the Dominator? You weren't.
What else can you do, if you can't just fix him up? I can remove the tainted flesh. That's all.
What's that mean in plain language?
I can amputate his hand. Here. At the wrist would do it today. If that's the way you decide to go, you'd better do it soon. Once the darkness works its way into the larger bones, there won't be any way to tell how far or how fast it's spreading.
What about it, Timmy?
It's my hand, man.
You heard what he said.
I heard. Look, Wiz, you got something that will stop the pain long enough for me to think straight?
The pudgy man said,
I could put a blocking spell on that would help for a while, but it would hurt worse than ever when that wore off. And that's an idea you'd better get into your head. The longer you stall, the worse the pain is going to get. In another 10 days, you're not going to be able to stop screaming.
Smed scowled. Thanks for just not a whole lot. Do the painkiller thing for him and let us go talk it over. The wizard sprinkled powders, mumbled, made mystic passes. Smedge watched Timmy relax a little, then even manage a feeble smile. Smedge asked,
"That it?
Come on, Timmy, let's hit the road." The wizard said,
"I need to wrap that again. I don't know that it would, but if it came in contact with something else, it might communicate itself. If the original evil was potent enough."
Smets's insides nodded and curled as he tried to recall if he had ever touched Timmy's hand. He didn't think he had. He barely waited to get Timmy outside before he asked.
"Old Fish ever touch that when he was taking care of you?" "No, nobody did. Except that doc I had look at it. He poked it a couple times with his finger."
Ah, Smeds didn't like it. It was getting complicated. He didn't like things complicated. Trying to untangle them usually made things worse. They had to have a sit-down with Tully and Fish. He knew what Tully would want to do. Drag Timmy out in the country somewhere, cut his throat and bury him. Tully had the soul of a snake. He had to break loose. The sooner the better. Right now probably wouldn't hurt. Except then, how would he get his cut of whatever the spike went for? Shit.
"Timmy, I want you should go get drunk